because we take a lot of last minute flights. So sometimes we're in coach, sometimes we're in first class. It doesn't, it depends, right?
I've been in first class like one time.
Well, Jabes, but you haven't.
No,
have
I mean, and that's okay for you because you and Dan do that, but that's good.
Yeah, I travel a lot, but
and I just stay home with the kids. But it's like you're in. So what yeah, you're saying yeah. is you're in first class
yes,
a lot.
Yes,
mm-hmm, and I'm not.
No, but it depends because we travel so much. A lot of it's last minute, and I don't know where I'm gonna sit. I've been in the last row before.
Mostly, I'm by the bathroom. That's just sort of our MO, right?
Sure. You are. Yes. Yeah.
Well, I see you because you're up closer.
Yeah.
Yep. And then I kind of walk past you and go all the way.
I don't like to acknowledge your presence at all.
Yeah. And you'll kind of be like, it's not last minute for you. Do you know what I mean? You've known about the trip for a while. And then all of a sudden it's like,
yeah,
but my ticket gets bought last minute.
Yep. You're last.
Kind of like if I play my cards right, I
maybe
can go.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
We'll see. I mean, it's real touch and go with you. Real touch and go with you.
Sure.
No, but in all sincerity, we do a lot of last minute flights. Therefore, sometimes we don't know where we're going to be or where we're going to be sitting. Like, I've had this happen to me numerous fucking times. Plus, we live in this
someone reclining
tiny town where you have to fly somewhere to get out. There is no directs, essentially, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of these planes don't even have first class out of here. That's the hence the joke of all of this. We're on these like 12-seater flights to get the fuck out of here. We'll fly to Atlanta or Charlotte, whatever. On those flights, man, there is no reason to recline.
Because,
and in my opinion, on anything within an hour, and if there's a big person behind you.
Also, let me say this. There's many people that do not travel a lot. There's many people that haven't gotten in an gotten onto an airplane in a couple years, right?
Yeah.
Like, they don't travel all the time. They don't easing you in wherever they can.
I mean, if you're a smaller person like yourself, right? Mm-hmm. You're a dainty little lady.
I have a tall energy, but yeah.
You have very tall energy, but you're a small person in real life.
Physically, yeah, but like a lot of people don't see me that way.
Yeah, but it's, you know, you're 3.5 inches above the legal maximum height for a midget. Okay?
1 inch, but.
No, it's 4'11", but.
Oh, it's 4'11". Yeah, I thought it was 5'1".
No, dude, that's fucked up. That's
legal.
Not special. That's just small.
Okay.
Legal maximum height for midgets is
4'11".
So
okay.
You're about 3 inches above that. 3.5 on a good day.
Yeah, but again, like people wouldn't believe that because they're just like, you're what? Like
they're
never
not.
Get.
So I have to tell them right now.
Uh-huh.
And when we travel together, you and coach might as well be you in first class where it's like.
That's why I don't have an issue.
So much room. That's what I'm saying. So like coach for you is like, fuck, man.
Oh, I spread out. I have my three bags and my legs.
Yeah. I've
Do
never,
you know what I mean?
I've never in coach. I've never been able to put the tray down. And you always like when we first started dating together, I'd put all my drinks and shit on yours. And you're like, dude, I don't understand why this isn't on your table. It's like, I can't put it down. I physically won't go down over my legs.
Oh, I thought it was your dick.
Yeah, well, that too.
Oh, okay.
That too. I don't want to be crass, but since we're talking about
so
it, when you're packing a fucking hammer,
it won't
like myself,
go over your legs.
No.
Yeah.
So I can't even put that down.
Right.
Let alone some asshole reclining in front of me. We've joked about that thing that you can buy for your knees.
The knee defender.
Yeah. And it's like.
Okay, so then Delta comes out. Was it Delta?
The head of Delta, yes.
The head of Delta comes out and says, we're fine with it. Over here, American sucks, but we're fine with it over here. We would ask that you ask the person behind you if it's okay to recline.
It's proper protocol, I think. It's the way it should be.
But why are they, and I hate Judd Apatow. We know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And so do you, I believe.
At this point, yeah.
At this point, yeah. And he kind of was like, fuck you, Delta. Like, now I'm supposed to get into, like, some weird negotiation with the person behind me when it... Do you know what I mean? It really is... It is completely on the airline that are sausaging, tuna canning, putting people in where we do not fit.
Yeah, yeah.
For more money.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the worst. Flying's the goddamn worst.
It's the goddamn worst. And I think when we all kind of wrap our heads around that, then nothing will...
You have to have respect for one another on a flight. The other thing too, man, and I just
Would you say no to someone?
What?
Just flat out no. Like if someone nice like turned around and was like, hey, do you mind if I recline?
Oh, I have said no.
Oh, they've asked?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Numerous times. The worst was.
You're a nightmare.
I'm not at all. And I just, and I'm very polite about it. I'm like, hey, I'm about 6'3" and a half. I really can't move, to be honest with you. And a lot of times I'll apologize to them leading off and I'll say, hey, I'm sorry if it feels like there's a knee in your back, because there actually is one.
Oh,
a knee
okay.
in your back, and it's
so
me.
You preempt.
And I apologize. Yes.
Like before you sit down, you kind of peek around.
100%.
Hey.
Yep.
Sorry if I punch you.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's because you reclined on me.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing I can do.
Sorry if I punch you in the face. I'm just kind of like.
And the last one, here's how far I go. And maybe it's because I travel a lot and I fly a lot. On those smaller flights, I can't even stand up all the way in the aisle.
You kind of are walking through like this.
You have to. Mm-hmm. And so what I'll do is, there was the last flight I was on, there was a very polite lady who said, hey, do you want to get up? You know, when the plane is deboarding, you know, do you want to get up and stand in the aisle?
Uh-huh.
And get ahead of me,
yeah,
and I go
yeah.
no, because I'll be like lurch, just hunched over, looking, and I was like,
just waiting for the doors.
Yeah,
to open.
So I was like, dude, I'll just go behind you. It's totally fine. I don't care. But yeah, so I'll ask people behind me. First of all, I won't recline, so I don't recline. If I'm a coach, I do not recline at all, ever, never recline.
But
because
so
I'm
do
assuming
you recline
it's
in
somebody
first class.
Yeah, but there's so much room.
Mm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you really need to recline on like an hour flight? I mean, you can't make it.
Here's why. In first, it goes back further. Mm. So it's like
it's a real deal.
It's like a Barca lounger.
Sure.
It's like, oh, shit, this is nice. Some of them even have footstools that they come out. So underneath the seat.
Oh, now I have never seen that. You do go first class, though, more than me. So, yeah. So I have never seen that. No.
So, yes, in first, you're fine because there's plenty of room. I mean, shit. A woman just brought a goddamn pony on yesterday. Another one.
Oh, another pony.
Yes. Different state,
that's
different
cool
woman.
That's a
different
thing.
Thing. In first. And that pony looks like it's got plenty of fucking room.
And that pony.
A pony. Ew. 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 Genuine.
Did you put the video? Did you put that song to pony video?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Good.
So up there, there's fine. Coach is a negative on that one. The rules should be this. Don't recline. One, especially if there's a dude behind you, just don't do it. That 2 inches isn't worth anything, and it doesn't do anything in coach. So fuck it. No. Two, I would say rule of thumb should be, if there is an empty seat behind you, yeah, fuck it, recline.
When does that fucking happen?
Well, it doesn't anymore.
Ever.
But if there is, great, recline, figure it the fuck out. To me, personally, if they're going to keep making these flights smaller and smaller, mm-hmm. they should give you the ability not to recline on these goddamn planes.
I say too, and this is, I apply this to life as well. Once you just come to terms with the nightmare,
yeah,
come to terms with the fact that it's going to be hell.
You're in a greyhound in the sky.
You are in a poop tube.
Yep. Fart tube in the air.
A fart tube in the air. Tuna canned sausage.
Yeah, you're stuck.
I was on a flight that was like 5 hours, and the guy was like, and I was like, can I buy food?
Yeah.
We don't have any food. What? Oh, my God. And I remember, and it just like took me back to the days I used to fly when I was 15, 16 with my brother, and we would go to New York every year.
Yeah.
To like hang out with our grandparents, which means we just drank and stole cars and we
sure.
were unsupervised.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You did
in Atlantic
you
City for the summer, which was amazing,
yeah.
starting at like 14, 15. And it was just like such an amazing experience. And I would like dress up and like we would get food, like 2 or 3 different meals
yeah.
and drinks.
Yeah.
And it was just so amazing.
Yeah.
You know? And as soon as he said that to me, I just was like, you know what I mean? Like, what a fucking difference.
Yeah.
So what happens? Like, what do you mean? Not to buy, not anything. 5 hours, nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Weird.
You get, some peanuts, some pretzels, and a little, you know, a can of whatever the fuck you want, right? Soda wise. That's about it. Maybe some waters. But back in the day, you know, like you were saying.
Like, what if we crash? But yeah.
Yeah. Back in the day, like you were saying, you weren't going through, first of all, the seats were bigger. You could fucking smoke on planes back in the day.
Smoke on planes. You could check bags for free.
For free.
So people aren't trying to squeeze their fucking
whole
wardrobe.
Every flight.
Above them just to save
$25. Every flight isn't, we'll give you $300 in vouchers if you fucking, we're way overbooked. That's your fault for over fucking booking it.
What if we got lost at sea?
Yeah.
All you have is crackers?
That's it. That's all. So here's what they're doing. They're selling food now. And
and I'm fine, but they didn't even have that.
I'll give you the tricks of the trade here too. The best item you can get is the cheese and fruit plate.
Everybody knows that. I asked for that.
Everybody knows that? They sell out in the first like 10 rows. So you're boned after that, right? You can't really sneak booze on a plane. Did that last time. Remember I got a bottle of wine confiscated from me?
Oh, pro tip though, guys. We figured out. If you have a bottle of wine, the stewardess will take it from you and pour you glasses when you want them.
Yeah. So that's what happened when it was just like, eh, fuck this.
Now, were you in first?
We got stuck.
Probably.
No, we weren't.
No.
We weren't. Mm. So.
Pro tip, yeah.
Pro
that's
tip.
A good one.
Bro,
I wonder if they do it with vodka.
But
bring
that guy,
Jaeger,
that guy, by the
Red
way,
Bull.
Is an asshole. He should have at least said, hey, ma'am, could you put your seat up? I'm tall or I can't fit or whatever it is.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
But I'm
now,
telling you,
I've
he
had
was it. At the end of his rope. We don't know how many times he was rerouted, delayed. Like, he was at the end and you've been there. Like I said, we've all been there. The end of your rope.
Yeah.
And this fuck, and he's sitting there, and it goes right back, right?
Yeah.
And I understand the snap, and it really is just like it's a mental break, is what he had, and I completely understand.
I had
it.
A mental break on a plane over that one time.
Yeah.
Over, so there was this couple. It was a long flight. It was L.A. to Miami, is where I was going, which is good night, sweet Charlotte, right? Mm-hmm. No first, no nothing. I'm a coach, and there was a woman. And her husband, and the woman was ahead of me, and she tries to recline back, right? And she's looking around, looking back at me, and I finally said, ma'am, I'm a really tall guy. I'm about 6'3 and a half. There is nowhere for your seat to go, so I apologize. You won't be able to recline.
Maybe switch with your husband.
Most
or
people
something.
Aren't. Yeah. And that's what I said. I said, you can switch with your husband, and I guess that would have put her husband in a middle seat.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was like, well, I'm just going to keep trying. And I go, you can try the whole goddamn flight. It's not going anywhere.
I'm just going to keep trying.
Yeah. And she did it like three more times. And I go, do you want me to cut my fucking legs off? Because that's the only way your seat is going back.
This is fun.
Wait,
this
here's
is
the
a real fun here, time. And I'm glad I wasn't there.
Here's the crazy part of this, right? Now I'm starting to lose my patience, right? After the fucking 12th time of her slamming, trying to slam her seat back through my legs, I get up about an hour and a half into this flight, because it's about a 5.5 hour flight from Miami to LA.
5.5?
Yeah, exactly. And I go to the bathroom and I come back and her seat is reclined. So I can't get in. So I go, hey, you reclined your seat. And she was like, yeah, I haven't been able to recline it the whole flight. And I go, cool, well, I can't sit down. So what are we going to do here? And she was like, well, you're going to have to switch with somebody else. And I go, no. And this is when I lost it. And I go, and if you keep talking to me like that, I'm going to beat your fucking ass, your husband's ass, right in front of you
on
the plane.
So fun.
So I go, if this is the beating that you want to take for your fucking wife, go ahead. And so we called a stewardess over and they fucking put her seat up for her.
Because she wouldn't.
She would not. I had to sit down and they wanted to air marshal her, whatever the fuck it was. And,
her?
Yeah, her.
Not you for threatening to
no.
beat her ass?
No, because everybody else. But here's the thing on the plane, and this is why I bring up this story.
Because everyone
I didn't threaten to beat her ass, her husband's ass.
Okay.
And I said, hey, man,
okay,
if you don't get this fucking lady under control.
Get your fucking dog on a leash.
Yeah. And I was like, you're going to fucking catch a beating
over
shit your wife is saying right now. And because I had had it at this point. And,
sure.
the other people around me, and this is why the other half of the internet is cheering this guy on. Everyone else who had seen this around me in the section in the rows were like, oh yeah, this woman was a complete fucking bitch.
Right.
And it was just exactly kind of what's happening now on the internet.
Yeah.
Where I was polite and I tried to be polite and then that happened. And
Here was the beauty of it.
So
people though.
Here was the beauty of it. I was already sitting when she got on. When she got up, when we got off the flight, she was 5'1". And I looked down at her and I go, ma'am, at that height, what were you trying to stretch back to? 5'3"? What? Mm-hmm. Like, is that what you were trying to get back to? Because at this point, were you just trying to gain a growth spurt? Like, what is it? Mm-hmm. And the husband didn't turn around. He didn't say shit. They didn't say shit. And it was just like, that was the worst it's ever gotten. And, dude, the stewardess has had to intervene in some fucking air marshal. But it was crazy, man. And people are at the end of their rope on flights.
Yeah. And they change. I mean, they're just, that's not who they are. I mean, there's people that like scream at babies, like shut that baby up. It's like, that's not you.
Yeah.
You are just going crazy because you've been brought to the edge.
Correct.